happy with the performance. You know, we ran our luck a little as regards getting the result to go with it, but probably for once, you know, we deserved to win the game, albeit a tight game. I thought we played decent football. I thought in the counter-attack we were quite good, although we made two very, very poor mistakes for the two goals Shelburne got. But no, I'm happy with the performance, bar the mistakes. But a little bit of luck went our way today and we got the result that we're looking for.
Plenty of goals in that game, plenty of entertainment as well for the crowd, Ollie.
Yeah, there was. It was good football on both sides. The first goal that they got was a poor mistake. To be fair to Tommy McManigal, he responded very, very well from there on and had an excellent second half. But I thought it was against the run of play. I think Garrett Coughlin got in on the end line and, you know, all of a sudden it was a 1-1 and he took it well, as he does. I thought up to that we were probably the better side. A little bit disappointed, you know, to go 1-1, but we responded well from a set piece, albeit possibly a mistake from Nathan Murphy in goals of the Shelburne, possibly as well. He lost the fight of the ball. From there on, the game couldn't have gone either way, but I just felt we shared it. It's not often that you're going to play better football than Shelburne, but tonight we did. But it's just possibly come a little bit too late for us. If we had kicked on earlier on in the year, I remember the Wexford game here, a fairly similar game. We were 2-1 up with a penalty to go 3-1 up. If we'd gone and won that game, who knows what would be the case now. But look, come here, we'll take it tonight, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah. You went into tonight's game, Ollie, on the back of, what, 3 defeats on the bounce in the league. Okay, you had the win over Avondale in between. But, you had a team that was more or less at full strength tonight. So that might suggest why you were able to put it up to Shelburne.
I still think that's an excuse for our poor performances here against Shamrock Rovers B or away to Cove, or indeed in Galway last week. Although, to be fair, I think the Galway game, we might have an excuse with the two hair games before it. But no, it's difficult to get maybe consistency out of them. You know, you see what they can do on their day tonight, but we don't get to that level enough times for my liking, and that's another challenge to try. You know, the likes of Shamrock Rovers B here, for example, we couldn't score against them. We couldn't score down in Cove against them, the two bottom sides in the league, and then we turn over 3 goals and a lot more chances against a team that are looking to win this league, lots of positives tonight, but just maybe the lack of consistency in the last month is disappointing, Jeremy.
Big week ahead, Ollie.
Yeah, massive week ahead. I mean, certainly the Wexford game doesn't help matters in any manner. Not happy with the scheduling of that game. I know that the other teams in the semi-final, I know Pats are on Tuesday night also, but they're not travelling from here to Wexford and back and losing a night's sleep. But so be it. That's the powers to be. They put it on Tuesday, but no, we could have done without it. We could have done without it possibly the week after the semi-final. While we use the game in preparation for it, I just feel missing a full night's sleep, travelling down to Wexford and back in the one day, is not ideal preparation for a cup semi-final, but so be it.
Yeah, and do you make those feelings known to the powers that be, Ollie, or is it a case of just getting on with it?
I don't think there's any point in making it known to anybody. Certainly we just get on with it and take your oil and do what you can.
Right, so probably look to see how you're fixed after tonight in terms of players' availability and see what you go with.
Well, with 2 lads suspended for Tuesday to start with, we had a lot of lads that picked up knocks and bruises out there. It was quite a physical game as well as a good football game. A lot of lads in there getting physio at the moment and getting ice and that. So we're back in on Sunday morning and we'll see what we have then to prepare for the Wexford game.
Right, and can you look ahead to the St. Pat's game, and leaving aside the Wexford game for now? Big occasion. Hopefully we'll be able to go up there with a full strength side and see how it goes.
Yeah, come here, listen, we're looking forward to it, but you're going playing against, the likes of, if you compare that with Shelburne, the likes of Brendan Clark and goals up to Chris Forrester, Christy Fagan, Keith Fahey. I don't know where to stop. You know what I mean? I mean, realistically on paper, we don't have hope in hell. But, stranger things have happened, although, listen, the odds certainly are very heavily stacked against us. They're a class act, at home in particular. If we got them here and played like we played tonight, might have been a different kettle of fish. But if we make the mistakes like we made tonight, Shelburne punished the two of them. I can imagine what Pats will do. Pats, are the one team that can open you up. I felt when the draw was made, had we got Derry, had we got Shamrock Rovers, we would have struggled, no doubt we'd have struggled to get a result against them. But they may not score or open you up maybe as well as what Pats can do at home. And, teams like Dundalk have gone there at the start of the year, even Derry themselves, and suffered big defeats. I just hope that doesn't happen to us. But look, we'll prepare. and we'll set ourselves up as well as we can to try and compete with them, and we'll see what happens.